Locker room chats here on KMZA continue tonight. We're now talking Nemaha Central Thunder football with the head coach and Michael Gladsick. It's brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. Another big win for the Thunder last week in the district opener against Oskaloosa. Coach, it was on the road, 55-6. Impressive win once again. What'd you see from your team last Friday night against Oskaloosa?
Yeah, appreciate it. You know, in the scattering report all week, last week, you know, heading into Oskaloosa, you know, we told them we have to throw out the records as district time and top four teams advance. So we had to take that to work. And, you know, Oskaloosa about an hour and a half away. So, you know, it's easy to get your mind off football and not show up ready to go. But our kids did the exact opposite. They came off the bus. They're ready to roll. Our ones did their thing in the first half, put them away in the first half, and then it's awesome to see those twos and threes get as many reps as possible.
Yeah, it's always good to get some of the younger kids in there and just get some snaps and some reps, you know, looking into the future. Hey, Caleb Strothman had a big night for you. Talk about him. What'd you see there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's kind of an undershadowed kid. You know, obviously a lot of praise for Carter and the old line, what they do. But I think if you put Stroth and Caleb on any other team, he's their number one receiver also, number one threat. He's a heck of a free safety. He does his job there. And then, you know, we put him at punt returner this year. He had some miscues early in Marysville and Rossville game where he muffed him. We told him you got to get your confidence back, and he just did that Friday night, you know, with two punt returns back-to-back. So it's awesome to see him get some praise, you know, when that doesn't happen very often for him. He's a phenomenal kid and looking to make more plays here throughout the season.
We're certainly going to talk about the matchup with Sabetha coming up in the next segment, but you've been so good here through the first five games, you know, very good on offense, solid on defense. I'm curious, just from your perspective at this point, have you been more impressed with the offense or the defense here so far in 2025?
I would say defense. You know, we lost our two best tacklers, you know, Nordis and Kime last year, two-year starters. So, Cannon Sudback has been really, really good. Soli Haverkamp, sophomore, stepped in really good. And then the other kids have kind of upped their game a little bit. So it's awesome to see, you know, the defense play well against, four really good teams so far. And then they did their thing against Oskaloosa. So, schedule's only going to get tougher, you know, here district play with a big rival game, Friday night, and then a physical, tough Royal Valley team. So I'm excited to see, the defense keep making their strides.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You mentioned a kid in Sullivan Haverkamp who had a pick six a few weeks ago in the win against Silver Lake back in week two. Well, it's the rivalry with Sabetha coming up this week. We'll talk about it with the coach after a timeout here on KMZA. Got a few more minutes here with Nemaha Central football coach. That is Michael Gladsick, presented by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. The game that is more than likely circled on the schedule when the season gets underway, coach, it is the matchup with Sabetha here in week number six. You get them in Seneca, both teams entering at 5-0. Boy, they have been as good as any team so far in the Big East here in 2025. What do you see from the Blue Jays as you get ready for them?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. Coach Muller does a phenomenal job. The whole staff does a really good job of hitting hard on the little things, you know, doing little things right. So, you know, any type of rival game, you can throw out the records. But this year, both teams are 5-0 going into it. And I told the boys Monday at the scouting report that I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but league championship's probably on the line, and then the district championship's probably on the line. So.
Right.
We obviously got to do our thing. You know, don't have your highs too high. Don't have your lows too low. Just play that medium, ball there, with their composure. You know, there's going to be a big crowd there. It's going to be an awesome experience. You know, we got Danny, Childress tailgate, going on. So it's going to draw some more guys in, for a phenomenal game on Friday.
I'm just curious, Sabetha, just one of those teams, along like you guys as well, just when you lose maybe a good senior class, it's just they have kids ready to go, stepping in and playing at a high level. You saw Chanute a couple weeks ago out of the 4A classification. You've seen Silver Lake, Marysville, Rossville. You've had good teams on your schedule. In terms of the trenches and what Sabetha brings on both the offensive and defensive lines, is this the most stout group that you're going to see at least to this point, or maybe even all in the regular season?
No, yeah, that's exactly right. We said that Monday at the scouting report meeting. This is going to be the most physical group right there with Chanute. Maybe not as tall as big, but they play extremely hard. They got a really, really high motor. Edelman kid's an all-league kid for a reason, all-state kid. He's going to be ready to roll. And then, their skills are just as good. So, it's going to be a very big test for our boys up front, on both sides of football. You know, on defense, we got to hold them to those second and longs, those third and six, third and sevens. Cause when they get to that third and two, third and one, fourth and one, that's obviously their offense and they're going to go with that. So, and offensively, we just got to move the chains and don't kill ourselves, you know, with penalties, with negative plays, because like I said earlier, they're very well coached. And they do everything right.
There it is. Nemaha Central football coach Michael Gladzik joining us again, brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. Well, one that's been circled on the schedule for sure, always is, going into a football season, Sabetha at Nemaha Central. As Coach mentioned, great opportunity in terms of a league championship and maybe a district title on the line as well, with these two teams both undefeated at 5-0. Coach, we always appreciate it. Good luck Friday night. We'll do it again next week.
I appreciate it, Brandon. Thanks for all you do.